Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Receiving the impartation of grace. Very short topic. That's what we are looking at this morning. Receiving the impartation of grace. Paul sent a letter to the Romans in Romans chapter 1 verse 11. He said, I long to see you that I may impart you with some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. I may impart you. Impartation comes by prophetic releases. I may impart you with some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. I decree today will be your day of establishment. The work of your hand shall be established. Your marriage shall be established. Your health shall be established. Your finances shall be established. Do you know what it means to be established? You become very strong. Nothing will be able to shake it. When you see a man that is established financially, when they talk, he doesn't talk about small dollars. He speaks in billions. When somebody is established financially, he's on phone, you eavesdrop what he's talking about the contract. Which one? The one with $25 billion. Oh, that one is settled. How about the one we just signed, like $600 billion? He talks in billions, like he's talking in dollars, like in hundreds. That's a man established financially. I decree today, by the impartation of the spiritual gift coming upon you by this prophetic mantle, you shall be established in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, by way of introduction, every grace upon God's apostles and prophets is what flows through the mandate given to them. So, apostolic grace flows through the mandate. There is a mandate, there is a commission that is given to every individual. So, the grace flows via the mandate, the assignment that is given to them. From the psalm we read this morning, Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3, he said, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the board. And Aaron's board that went down to the skirt of his garment. And as the dew of Ammon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded a blessing, even life evermore. So grace flows. God has given a particular mandate to every apostle. And that the mandate, the grace at work via that mandate flows from them to everyone that is connected. So therefore, the grace of God that is working in the mandate God gave to God's servant, the apostle by this commission, we find full expression in your life and in my life. In Philippians chapter 1 verse 7, Paul said again, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. This morning you will partake of the grace at work in this commission. Now, still laying the foundation for this, number two, impartation is all about entering into the labor of another. That's what we call impartation. Entering into the labor of another. In John chapter 4, verse 37 to 38, and herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that wherein you bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. Now, what God's servant, the apostle by this commission, suffered, in quotes, what he went through to get us to where we are today, none of us can go through it. But now we are just enjoying it. He's been to the mountain where he was beaten by rain, fasting and prayer, and saw snake and all of those. He rode in some kind of dangerous vehicle to bring people to church and all of the great investment he made. But now we don't need to go into that investment again. We don't need to go to physical mountains again to get all of those releases. We can just be here and tap into the mantle and get the grace. I decree today in the name of Jesus, you and I are entering into the labor of the apostle over this commission. Now, number three, grace is what makes the difference in the kingdom. Grace makes the difference. So when you receive the impartation of grace that is at work in this commission, you begin to make a difference. I decree today you'll be a difference maker. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When men say there is a casting down, you say there is a lifting up. In the precious name of Jesus. Look at Apostle Paul. He was a difference maker. He came late, but he made a difference. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9 to 10, he said, "For I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was in me." Praise the Lord. So what we have come to receive today is the grace of God that is at work in God's servant, Bishop Oyedepo. It's the grace of God that is at work in this commission. It is grace that makes great. It is grace that makes the difference. It is grace that terminates disgrace. Therefore, in the name of Jesus today, you will receive the grace of God. And number four, every grace upon this church and its apostle is freely available. Is that not good news? You don't have to pay for it. This morning he shared it during the covenant of prayer on Wednesday precisely, or something, some days like that. He said a man of God came to him and he said, "Sir, I have been following you all these years, and lately I've been seeing you in visions. And the last one I saw, you told me that I should go and bring an offering, and then you will release the grace at work upon you. You will release it on me." He said, "It's not me you saw." There's no way I can tell you to go and bring an offering so that I can release the grace upon you. No. Is that because I didn't buy the grace too? When I got it from Egan, I didn't give him money. When I got it from Copeland, I didn't give him money. So they don't buy the grace with money. Praise the Lord. So it's freely you are giving, freely you also release. Praise the Lord. So all those $121 and you receive Psalm 121, verse 1, all those ones. No. It's freely, if it's for other thing, if you give a prophetic seed, that's different. It's not that, I'm giving this seed so that I can receive the grace. No, they don't buy that one. Praise God. They don't pay for it. That is why I know today, you are receiving the grace for free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, it says, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give." Now, what is a mantle? A mantle is any clothing material taken from the hand of God's apostles and prophets for the purpose of transmission of spiritual virtues. I take it again. What is a mantle? A mantle is any clothing material taken from the hand of God's apostles and prophets for the purpose of transmission of spiritual virtues. So we have mantle here with us this morning. And God's servant blessed this mantle during Shiloh. He sent it to all the mission stations. And now we also duplicate these mantles. Because mantles are conductible. They can be duplicated. Praise the Lord. So you don't need to, once you touch it by faith, the power at one is reproducing another. Praise the Lord. So once you touch the mantle you carry this morning by the one that will be circulated in this church, the same is duplicated. Praise God. So that's mantle. And we saw that in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 15, how the mantle of Elijah was delivered to Elisha. And Elisha began to manifest the grace that he was at work in his boss, Elijah. That story is a very beautiful story. But let me just read verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 15. "And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, 'The spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha.' And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him." I pray in the name of Jesus as the spirit that is at work in this commission, that is at work in the apostle over this commission, is transmitted to you today. Where you have been rejected, they will come and celebrate you. Your world will begin to bow for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we should all expect the multifaceted grace upon the apostle over this commission to be released upon every one of us through the mystery of the mantle in this service. Let me hear your amen. Now, very quickly, to understand the dimension of grace that we are receiving today, let us see five manifold grace that we are going to receive at least five of them. There are diverse of the graces, but let's see five of them that we are going to receive in this service this morning. The first one is grace for tireless engagement in kingdom advancement endeavors. Grace for tireless engagement in kingdom advancement endeavors. We heard from one of the testimonies how a servant, the husband of the family, began to advance the kingdom in prayers, and then the miracle came. And I showed us how we can continue to advance the kingdom in prayer. Now, this thing works. Believe me, it works. Praying for the kingdom works. And I showed us how this thing can be so simple for us. Now, if you are employed in a particular place to work, that is what you do. Whatever they ask you to do, that's what you do. And when you do what you are asked to do, you get your pay. Praise the Lord. If you are employed as a broadcaster, when you get to the studio, whatever they ask you to say, that's what you say. Whether it is wrong or right, you just go ahead and say it. Praise the Lord. How much more when it is perpetually right, as we do here. You are praying for the kingdom. So when you continue to pray for the kingdom, that's when God continues to pay you. Now look at it in the physical. There are some ministries. They pay prayer, they pray intercessors. They pay people to receive the phone calls, prayer phone calls, and pray for people. Because they don't have volunteers to do it. So they have to hire people to do it. And they pay them because that's their job. Now, when you do that kind of job, you can't come to that place and leave the phone and begin to do something else and say, no, this prayer is boring. That's what they hire you for. That's what you should do and get your pay. The same thing in the realm of the spirit. When you are praying kingdom advancement prayer, you are being paid spiritually. God is settling all other cases. Do you understand that right now? But you need the grace to continue in it. And that is one of the graces that will be coming upon you this morning. So that you will not faint. So that you will not fall. Praise God. Now, what do you gain when you continue to do this? It brings you into favor with God. It brings you into favor with God. So, grace for tireless engagement in kingdom advancement endeavors brings believers into favor with God. Favor with God. Now, if you read from Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15, he said, thou shalt rise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. For thy servant take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the head their glory. I decree in the name of Jesus, this grace of intercessor, praying kingdom advancement prayer, will launch you into unlimited favor. Therefore, as you receive this grace this morning, you will not be weary again. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abandoned in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. This labor of kingdom advancement prayer will turn into favor for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number two, grace that we're going to connect with this morning is grace for delightsome obedience. Grace for delightsome obedience. And what do we gain from this grace for delightsome obedience? It is the gateway to generational blessings. Gateway to generational blessings. When you do what God tells you to do, you are not only entitled to blessings, the generations after you are also connected to the blessings. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, as you receive grace for delightsome obedience this morning, you'll be blessed eternally. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look at what God told Abraham. Genesis 22, 16 to 18. And said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand that is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Grace for generational blessings will be released upon you and I this morning. In Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3, it said, praise the Lord. Blessed is the man that feared the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Delighted greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth for ever. Do you know what a blessing is? Blessing is not just a financial breakthrough. Blessing is not just healing, health, and wholeness. Blessing includes all of them. When you talk about blessing, it includes everything. It includes money, includes financial breakthrough, includes health, includes prosperity, minus sorrow. That's why it says it is a blessing of God that makes rich and had no sorrow to eat. So that is what you are receiving this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As you receive the grace for delightsome obedience, whatever it tells you to do, do it. That is one grace that is very evident in this commission. When God tells God's servant to do anything, consider it done. He doesn't even need anybody's counsel or anybody's agreement or disagreement. Whenever God tells him, whatever he tells him to do, leave Kaduna. He didn't look back. He went to Lagos. Now, this is the place. He left everything in Lagos. Some people came to him and said, sir, how about some people that cannot go to Canaan land? He said, well, that's why we have other churches. They can go anywhere they want to go. Now, a man of God took advantage of that, thinking, well, if these people are moving, that's an opportunity for me to start a ministry here so as to gather the remnant. He put a big signpost, why go far when there's a place for you here? The ministry did not work. The church eventually bought that place now. Praise the Lord. Because you can't stop God's agenda. Papa said, God said, I should leave this place. He's gone. He's gone. That's obedience. Whatever he tells you to do. And look at the blessings today. I decree for you and I, we are entering into that kind of delightsome obedience today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, grace for absolute confidence in God. Grace for absolute confidence in God. Now, what do we get from this grace? Believers, it keeps believers in command of the supernatural. When you are not afraid to have confidence in God, look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nobody wants to enter fire. Nobody wants to enter fire with just ordinary cloth. Even if you are a firefighter, you don't still want to just go inside fire. I was privileged to see the dressing of a firefighter at a very close range this week. In fact, the way they dress is, if you wear them, they're going to be weighing like 500 pounds. The way the clothing, the big armor, the big everything, the hat, the boots, there's no way each person will not weigh 500 pounds. That's because of fire. That's the danger of fire. Even at that, there's no firefighter that will say, I can enter fire like that. They try to avoid it if it is avoidable. And you see these three Hebrew boys with just bare cloth, and they say, we are not careful. We will not bow. Is it fire? We are going there. Because there is fire that passes fire. Praise the Lord. So that's confidence. And you saw the supernatural. They entered into fire. The fire did not burn them. Have you had that kind of thing before? No. They would have suffered for not even 4-degree burn. They would have been dead. That was what happened to the other people. Do you know some people died? Those who went to throw them there, they didn't even get there. The heat of that, the radiation of the heat, killed them. That's to tell you that's not just a fireplace or just some Christmas light. Praise God. But that was the hand of God. That was supernatural because they were so confident in God. And that's the same thing we have seen in our father, Bishop David Oyedepo. Confidence. Absolute confidence in God. I decree in the name of Jesus today, myself and you, we are receiving new dimension of this confidence. In the name of Jesus, that will make us to command the supernatural. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, it says, thou shalt not doubt in your heart, but shalt believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Number four, grace for tireless commitment to praying kingdom advancement prayers. Grace for tireless commitment to praying kingdom advancement prayers. Praise the Lord. Like I said in the beginning, grace not to faint, grace not to fail, grace not to fall, grace to be very consistent. Even though the prayer and fasting is coming to an end, prayer is not coming to an end. Even fasting is not coming to an end. What is coming to an end is the 21 days marathon. Praise God. And then you prepare for every Wednesday at the minimum. So the grace to keep on praying kingdom advancement prayer, you and I, we are receiving it this morning. And what we benefit from this grace? This grace it gives us open rewards. It continues to deliver to us open rewards. I pray in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew chapter 6, if you read from verse 6 to 18, it talks about what you pray in the secret. It will be rewarded openly. As you continue to advance the kingdom secretly, you will be rewarded openly. Let me hear your believing amen. And number 5, grace for tireless engagement with the covenant of abundance. Grace for tireless engagement with the covenant of abundance. Abundance comes with covenant. If you want to live in abundance, you must put to work the covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. He said, you remember the Lord of God who has given you the power to get wealth. So there is a power to get wealth that I shared on Friday or Thursday. The power to get wealth is the power to lay down your seed. The grace to be able to sow your seed. I decree you are receiving it this morning. You look at that grace upon the church in Macedonia in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 7. Now, when you receive this grace, it brings you into realms of financial fortune. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, the same grace that is at work in our father, Bishop Oedeko, that has brought him into financial fortune, the same grace that is at work in this church that has brought us into financial fortune, you are receiving it this morning in Jesus' name. Do you know the way this grace is flowing from the top? That's where it's flowing everywhere. Now, they just completed a new faith academy. No offering. Now, the 10,000 churches, the finances to build them is available. You know, things are just happening because heaven is opened. Why is it happening that way? Seed. God's servant is planting seed. Harvest is coming. The church is planting seed. Harvest is coming. Some of you've not been able to access the back building for a while. Massive. It's like building. What we have at the back is 5-story building. Each of them is like building 500,000 worth of house. Each of the classes, each of the floor. Praise the Lord. Did we raise any offering? Did we ask anybody to sow any seed? Grace of God. The same is working. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, the same grace will answer for you in this service. But it takes the grace to be able to connect by sowing your seed. When you sow your seed, then you are opened to harvest. So grace for tireless engagement with the covenant of abundance. I decree in the name of Jesus, that covenant will bring you into realms of financial fortune. And you are receiving that grace this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. How do we connect to this all-round rest? How do we access the realm of all-round rest? Number one, you must be born again. You must be born again. Because Satan is the masterminder of trouble. He's the one that brings unrest. But when you are born again, you have left his camp. Somebody is departing from Satan's camp this morning. You must be born again. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number 2, settle down both with God and in the house of God. On Mount Zion, there will be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob will possess their possession. Settle down. Don't be in and out of the house of God. Settle down both with God and in the house of God. Have your personal devotion. Be consecrated unto God. Be devoted unto God. Be consecrated in the house of God. And finally, number 3, enter into covenant to serve God and the interests of his kingdom. We saw that in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 to 15. Today, I decree for you in the name of Jesus Christ, the grace that is at work in this commission will answer for you. And from today, you begin to manifest all-round rest. Is somebody blessed this morning? Jump to your feet. Lift up your voice and begin to appreciate Jesus. Give him praise and give him glory. Everyone in house, everyone online, raise your voice. Appreciate him. Celebrate him. Magnify his name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Blessed and blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.